Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Have you ever seen an elephant and a hippo do tug of war with each other? Yeah, neither have I. But if you ever have wondered what it would be like, you're in luck, because that's what's going to happen in our story today. Of course, we're continuing with this lesson called The Tug of War. And we're continuing with a story of a smart turtle who doesn't like to be stepped on. Now, let's find out how this tug of war continues.
The tug of war. Turtle watched them from his hiding place. Finally, the sun came up. Elephant began to pull forcefully, as did Hippo. Elephant pulled. Hippo pulled. Turtle gazed at them and smiled. Elephant could not pull Turtle out of the water. He was amazed at how strong little Turtle was. Hippo also could not pull Turtle into the river. Hippo was amazed at how strong Turtle was. Turtle was amazed at how two animals were so strong, but neither was very bright.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 forcefully 这个副词，我们看到这个字里面有 force 力量这个名词，所以 forcefully 是指用力抵或者是强而有力抵。例如 the robber pushed the old lady forcefully, grabbed her purse and took off quickly. 这名强匪用力地推了老太太一把，抢走她的皮包，然后就快速逃走。Forcefully 也指有说服力抵或者是激烈抵。例如 the employees of the company forcefully rejected the new personnel policy. 这家公司的员工强力反对新的人事政策。如果去掉词尾的 ly, forceful 就是形容词，例如 a forceful argument 是指激烈的辩论。继续我们看的是 gaze 这个动词， gaze 是指凝视、注视或者是盯着看，通常是因为感兴趣、羡慕或者是在想事情。如果要说明注视的对象的话，是用 at 这个介系词，例如 we sat on the balcony gazing at the stars in the sky, 我们坐在阳台上凝视着天上的星星，或者是 Joanne gazed at her boyfriend with admiration. Joanne 充满爱慕地注视她的男朋友。Gaze 和 stare 不同的是 ,stare 是出于惊讶好奇盯着对方看，甚至到一种让对方不自在的感觉。例如 the security guard stared at the stranger who was wandering around the building. 这个保全盯着这个在大楼外晃来晃去的陌生人。
Ah, this clever, clever turtle. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Let's get right into this section where we see how this story is ending and how this tug of war ended. I think the turtle was pretty successful.
We're going to find out. Well, we read in our lesson right at the top, Turtle watched them from his hiding place. Who did he watch? He watched Hippo, an elephant,as they engaged in a game of tug of war.
That's right. So Turtle was hiding behind this rock, and he got to observe and probably enjoy this tug of war match. Finally, the sun came up. Elephant began to pull forcefully, as did Hippo. Now, this animal was pulling forcefully with a lot of strength, right? Rebecca, have you ever seen an animal play tug of war?
Oh, you mean like a dog?
Yes.
We used to have dogs, right? And I used to play tug of war with my dog all the time.
Right, kind of like this dog right here, right? Actually, some dogs are pretty strong.
Some dogs are.
And so it's hard to pull that rope out of their mouth.
Let me tell you, my little kitten Mittens would love to play a game of tug of war with me as well, but... I'm too strong for her.
Yeah, cute little Mittens. Well, how would you like to see an elephant and a hippo playing tug of war with each other? I think the rope might break. Those are pretty strong animals.
Well, let's see what happens.
Well, what did happen, okay? Well, first of all, in this sentence, you see these words, as did, right? Elephant began to pull forcefully, as did hippo. That means hippo did too. But if you don't want to use so many words, you can just say, as did.
For example, Faith got an A on her paper, as did her brother John. So they both did very well on this paper.
And you can use different words here, right? So, for example, if you're going to say, you will go somewhere, like Rebecca will go to the post office, as will Gabe.
Hmm.
That means both Gabe and Rebecca will go to the post office.
Exactly. Let's continue on. We read, elephant pulled, hippo pulled, turtle gazed at them and smiled. Elephant could not pull turtle out of the water. He was amazed. How strong little turtle was. Little did elephant know what was really going on.
Yeah, we could say the same thing about hippo, right? Hippo also could not pull turtle into the river. Hippo was amazed at how strong turtle was. So we see those words, he was amazed at how strong turtle was. That means that you think something is amazing. You are amazed at that thing.
For example, let's say that you're having a little get-together. And usually it takes maybe 45 minutes or an hour for someone to get to your house. And then they arrived in 30 minutes. You might say, I am amazed at how fast you got here.
Yeah, I am amazed. And I'm amazed at turtle. Because
yeah,
turtle's amazing.
Well, turtles are amazing.
Well, this turtle in particular is amazing.
Yeah, he's very brilliant.
Right, he's pretty bright. He's pretty smart. Right, we continue here. Turtle was amazed how two animals were so strong. But he was probably also amazed that neither was very bright.
I like that word bright because it makes me think of the sun. The sun is so bright. I have to wear some suntan lotion.
Yeah, actually that's the idea, Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
Because when someone is bright, that means they are smart. There is a lot of light, right? There's not a lot of darkness in your head. And so if someone has a brilliant idea or a really great idea, you could say they had a bright idea.
This reminds me of the movie Gifted. Have you seen that movie Gifted yet?
Not yet, no.
I think you should see that movie. It was actually
about a bright person?
It's about this young girl. She is a very bright student.
Mm-hmm.
She loves math. And she's only about, 8, 9 years old. She's a young girl. And she knows how to do all these different math equations that I would never, ever be able to do.
Right, so we could also say that she was a brilliant girl, right?
She's a bright student and a brilliant girl, yes.
Well, that's just another word that we use. It's not in our lesson, but we thought it would be fun to teach this word, brilliant. And there are so many brilliant people out there. Maybe you think of a brilliant professor or a brilliant scientist who is making or inventing a lot of things, right? It takes a brilliant person to make great inventions.
However, mm-hmm. you can also use the word brilliant to describe things. So let's say, for example, Gabe, mm-hmm. you came up with this great idea. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and you say, hey, let's get a group of people together to go and have a picnic at the park. I just might say, Gabe, that's a brilliant idea.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. That is a brilliant idea. That was a brilliant example. You know, I have a funny story.
Go for it.
Maybe we have time. When my sisters were really little, my younger sisters, yeah. Well, the younger one said to the older one, Fran, you're brilliant. I forget what she did, but Trisha thought that Fran was brilliant.
Uh-huh.
So Fran said, wait, what does that mean? To which Trisha said, it means you're smart, dummy.
Oh, what a cute story.
I know, I like that little example.
Anyway, sisters.
We do have more to learn about this story of tug of war between hippo, elephant, and turtle, but right now it's time for us to go to
the Info Cloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud, where we help you strengthen your mind with information.
Having a strong mind is really important, Ken. Sometimes we focus on having a strong body and forget about exercising our brain.
You know, there's an idiom that describes that. All brawn and no brains. This idiom is used to describe someone who is physically strong but isn't very smart.
Right. Notice this word, brawn, B-R-A-W-N. It refers to strong, well-developed muscles.
We often see a character in a movie or story that fits this description. A lot of movies, especially action movies, have at least one character who is very strong and muscular, but makes a lot of mistakes because he doesn't understand what is going on.
If you know the story Tug of War about a turtle who tricks an elephant and hippo, then you know that the elephant and hippo aren't very smart.
But they are very strong. So you could say that the elephant is all brawn and no brains.
You can also use this to describe more than one thing at a time. The elephant and hippo are all brawn and no brains.
如果你要形容某人四肢发达、头脑简单，你可以用这一句话 ：He is all brawn and no brains。注意这个字 ，brawn 不是 brown 咖啡色 ，brawn b r a w n 是指发达的肌肉。另外要注意 brains 要用复数，后面要加 s。你也可以把这个片语拆开来用，例如 ：The team relied on brains rather than。Brawn, 他们那一队靠的是脑力而不是体力。这就是我们的 InfoCloud, 我们下一次评关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey Gabe, I know that you really like competitions, so I challenge you to a game of tug of war.
Wait, hold on a second, Rebecca. That is not fair.
What's not fair about it?
Because I'm bigger and stronger than you are, so of course I'm going to win this game.
Gabe, that's not a big deal. You might be stronger, but are you as bright as I am?
Wait, I don't know.
Okay, so ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
Rebecca?
I just won, Gabe. 我赢了你输了。
How about that? Okay, I think it's time for us to continue with our lesson. We need to try this again.
I won.
The Tug of War. They didn't notice that Turtle was not at the other end of the rope. When neither could pull any longer...Both Elephant and Hippo went home to rest before finding Turtle to ask for his forgiveness. The story soon spread throughout the jungle about how strong Turtle was, but his strength was really in his brains. Still, no animal tried to pick on Turtle. After all, they heard that he had won a tug of war with both Elephant and Hippo.
OK, 接下来我们看 forgiveness, 这个不可数名词。Forgiveness 是指原谅或宽恕。例如 the thief begged the store owner for forgiveness for his wrongdoing. 这名小偷为他的罪行向店主祈求原谅。如果去掉字尾的 N-E-S-S, forgive 就是动词。它的过去式是 forgave, 过去分词是 forgiven。例如 Kathy's little brother ruined her art project, but she quickly forgave him.Kathy 的弟弟把他的美术作品给毁了，但是他很快就原谅他了。最后我们看的是 pick on someone 这个片语动词。Pick on someone 是指找某人麻烦或者是欺负某人。例如 ,these bullies love to pick on kids from rich families and threaten them until they give them money. 这些恶霸喜欢找有钱人家的孩子的麻烦，还会威胁他们直到给钱为止。或者是 William felt like everyone in his class was picking on him.William 觉得班上每个人都在欺负他。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so here we're finding out about elephant and hippo's reactions, right? We read here, they didn't notice that turtle was not at the other end of the rope because that turtle was a bright, brilliant, clever turtle.
When neither could pull any longer, both elephant and hippo went home to rest before finding turtle to ask for his forgiveness. Hippo and elephant are so funny. They really thought they were playing a game of tug of war with turtle.
Even though turtle was hiding behind a rock, they didn't know that. And so now they feel bad. They want to ask for turtle's forgiveness. And this is a good phrase to know, friends. If you have done something to hurt somebody else, you can say sorry and you can ask for forgiveness. That means you're saying, will you please forgive me?
Exactly. And so we continue. The story soon spread throughout the jungle about how strong turtle was. But his strength was really in his brains.
Hey, So we could say that turtle outwitted elephant and hippo. Now, that word is not in our lesson. However, if you outwit somebody, that means you do something really smart that the other person did not expect, and it causes you to win. That's when you outwit somebody.
Well, recently I read a story about a fox and a hunter. The hunter was after the fox. However, in the story, the fox outwits the hunter. The fox was able to escape.
Ah, that clever fox. Well, we continue here. Still, no animal tried to pick on turtle. Now, what does it mean to pick on somebody? This makes me think of bullying, right? When you do something kind of mean to somebody else. Rebecca, have you ever learned the Chinese phrase, qi fu?
Qi fu, yes. Ni si huan qi fu wo.
Okay, that's not what I was trying to say. Do you think I qi fu ni?
Sometimes.
Okay, Rebecca thinks I pick on her sometimes. Well, it's because you're so easy to pick on.
It's all in fun and play, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great phrase for you to know, to pick on. After all, they heard that he had won a tug of war with both elephant and hippo. Let's take a look at that phrase, after all.
Yes, when your point supports the previous point, you could use this phrase, after all. Well, right now it is time for a
review skit.
It's not easy being a turtle, especially when there are bigger animals around.
Like the elephant and the hippo?
Exactly. Those animals are so big. So many times, they almost stepped on me.
Oh. Wow. Did you tell them to be more careful?
Yes, I tried, but they wouldn't listen. Because they're so big and strong, they think they can do anything they want. And nobody can stop them.
Well, it's true. They are pretty big.
Well, one day I got tired of it and I challenged the elephant to a tug of war.
That's silly. How can you win tug of war with an elephant?
Well, I'll tell you how. I also challenged the hippo.
The hippo too? You could never win.
Well, most turtles couldn't, but I had a plan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, what was your plan?
First, I told the elephant to take the rope and try to pull me out of the river.
Okay.
And then I told the hippo to take the rope and pull me out of the woods.
Okay.
So I told them both to meet me at sunrise and start pulling.
Oh, I see.
And then I put out the long rope and it went from the river to the lake.
Oh, and at sunrise they both grabbed the end of the rope and started to pull?
Yes, they pulled and they pulled so forcefully. Meanwhile, I hid behind a rock.
Oh, so the elephant and the hippo were pulling against each other.
Yes, but they thought they were pulling against me. They were so amazed. They thought I was so strong.
Wow, then what happened?
Well, finally, they couldn't pull any longer, and they both put the rope down and went home to rest.
Wow, that's funny.
Later, they even asked for my forgiveness. And they haven't picked on me ever since.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, my body isn't gigantic. My strength is all up here.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
All right, friends, it is time for a real game here in the studio. Of course, this game is called Test Your Teacher. And today's players are all the way from?
Quonset High School.
Excellent. We're so happy to have you here today. Now, what is my team's name? Would you please say it loud and clear?
We are the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Nice. Well, my team has a special name. We are?
The HX.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they are holding words from today's lesson in their hands. We don't know what words they have, but we're going to try to guess. Now, if I guess more words, then the Teletubbies wins. And if Rebecca guesses more words, then?
Then the Ajax will win.
And if we guess the words at the same time?
We both get a point.
All right, so let's start over here with John. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
The opposite of lose.
Win!
Okay,
okay, I get a point.
Very good.
Okay, you're next.
It provides most of our energy in daytime.
The sun.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah, good. Sun.
You get 2 points.
It's an animal and its movement is very slow.
Sloth.
No.
No, hippo.
Turtle.
Yeah, turtle.
Oh, yes. Okay. Got 2 points.
Teasing or testing something on purpose.
Bullying.
No.
Pick on.
Yeah.
To pick on somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 3-2.
It's a place full of trees and animals.
Forest.
Jungle.
No. Yeah.
All right.
No.
4-2.
Two countries fight to each other.
A war.
Yeah.
A war, yes. Okay, 3 points.
Okay. A device you put on your wrist and you
watch.
Look at. Yeah.
No. Yes.
Watch.
I got 4 points.
All right.
To look someone in a romantic way.
Gaze.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
It's a kind of liquid you drink
water
every day.
Yeah. Yes.
It is an animal. It's a very giant. It has a long...
Elephant.
Elephant, right? Yeah. So I'm talking about...
Parents often read to children before going to bed.
A book.
No?
A story.
Yes.
All right.
It's very long and you tie things...
Rope.
In.
Rope.
Yes.
To show mercy to someone, even if that someone did
Grace.
Something wrong.
Grace.
No, not forgiveness.
Not Grace. Yeah, forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay, we're tied at 7 points right now, Rebecca.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
It's smaller than ocean and lake.
Wait, a river.
Yes.
Ha-ha.
I guess we're out of time.
And guess what?
What?
We won! We got 8 points.
So I was distracted with the time. Well, very good job, Ajax. And very good job, Teletubbies. You guys all did a great job. And friends, I'm sure you were able to guess the words quickly as well. That is all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.